That's us coming in here where we always like to say, may the good Lord be with you down every road you roam. That is Forever Young, and we always feel that way right between our two ears, don't we, my guest?
Yes.
Amen. We have a really neat couple that are going to be talking about Town Hall, and it's Oklahoma City Town Hall, founded in 1933, and it's a lecture series. But you serve dinner or something with our lunch?
Lunch. We have a lunch afterwards.
Okay.
Yes.
That's wonderful. So let me first tell you about the lady that you just heard spoke. Her name is Dawn Hopkins. She is the president of the Oklahoma City Town Hall for the years 2023 and 2024. So you'll have three speakers in 2023 and three speakers in 2024 that season. She and her husband, Ted, over here. Hi, Ted.
Hi.
We're going to talk about later in the show about Ted. If any of you remember in 1964, which I'm sure a lot of you will, because I sure did, he was in charge of the sonic booms that were happening around.
Not in charge, not making them.
Making them. Oh, he made them. He was in the flight, flying.
At the speed of sound.
Sound. There you go, making those sonic booms. So he is, thank you for your service, Ted, our ex-military man. Dawn and her husband, Ted, moved from Scottsdale, Arizona, which is a great place. We used to vacation there a lot. So you moved to Oklahoma City 6 years ago. Did you originally start out in Oklahoma City?
No, neither one of us were from Oklahoma. We knew absolutely no one
here. Wow.
Except for the Sonic Boom test. I was in Texas at the time, so we didn't know a thing about Oklahoma. And in fact, we had so many homes that I got tired of moving.
Yeah,
so when I knew we were moving one more time, I said, this next move
is our last,
and I get to pick it.
There.
And I picked Oklahoma.
Why? Why did you pick Oklahoma?
Center of the country.
Okay.
I'd been to every other state. I'd
right.
been all over the country all the time.
Yeah.
And I wanted to live in the middle of the country.
Okay. And you went, okay,
yeah, I did, and I told him, I said, you know, Ted, people in Oklahoma may not want you back when they find out you did all those sonic booms, right?
Okay, well, I have learned so much about this wonderful couple while we've had the mics off, so we're going to get into some great things that they are up to and what they're doing. So while in Arizona, Dawn ran the Sonoran
Speakers Club.
Okay, so what is Sonoran Speakers
Club? Well, Sonoran is the desert that's all around the Phoenix-Scottsdale area.
Yes.
And so for 11 years, I ran a speakers club there, brought in six speakers every year from all over the United States. Oh, I even had one guy from England who was a sled driver, you know, was in the Iditarod. So anyhow, we had all kinds of interesting people.
Okay, that's wonderful. You're kind of a natural at this, getting speakers for the town hall.
Yeah, so when I came to Oklahoma, I really was deciding that I would start another town hall, but then found out that Oklahoma City had a town hall, Oklahoma City Town Hall, and I made contact with them when they found out what I had done. They immediately put me on their board, and then I was president for the 21-22 season, and then I'm president again this year. I guess they liked what I did.
Yes,
right?
There you go. They really, really like me. That's what you can say.
Oh, that's what I can say.
Okay. So, Dawn, you also graduated from the University of New Mexico.
Correct.
And she also has been published her book.
It's Parther. It's a bobcat. I raised a baby bobcat. I ended up with a four-week-old kitten. I took him in, and it was really the struggle to get him back to the wild. And it's a book where you'll laugh, you'll cry, but I promise you a happy ending.
How great that you thought to write all this down.
I know. And the name of it is Parther, The Story of an Orphan Bobcat.
Okay, will you spell Parther?
Parther is P-A-R-T-H-U-R. That's a contraction of names. He was a boy, and he was like a panther, and we were on a golf trip, and we needed pars, so it became Parther, right? No, it made sense.
That actually had a story behind it on that night.
Right.
So you raised him from 4 weeks old, this bobcat kitten, and then returned him to the wild. That is incredible.
Right.
We have a picture that you will see on our e-newsletter. If you have not become a member of our e-newsletters, you can just go to okseniorjournal.com. okseniorjournal.com. And we have to pay for some air real estate. So we're going to head out here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal on Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Robin Gunn of the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. I've just recently interviewed three wonderful ladies from Bellagio of Bradford Village.
Bellagio of Bradford Village offers independent and assisted living. We're in Edmond, North Edmond, close to downtown Edmond, UCO.
We are a small community, very family-friendly, homey feel. We have cottages and assisted living apartments.
We are all-inclusive, so you don't get all the care charges that you get other places. Come and check us out. Our family atmosphere, our close-knit residents and staff.
Locally owned and operated. Give us a call at 405-531-3444. 405-531-3444. And we are located in North Edmond off of Danforth and Boulevard. Check us out online at VillagioLiving.com. That's V-I-L-L-A-G-I-O Living.com.
Are you looking for peace of mind with your estate plan? Baltimore Slow can help you ensure your assets you've worked so hard for transfer smoothly and quickly to your loved ones. It's never a good idea to leave your family scrambling to deal with your estate after your passing. Instead of leaving the unnecessary hassle to your family, be proactive in your approach. What happens to your house, your car, or your financial assets? It's important to know where your assets are going and when and how they are going to be divided. Without an estate plan in place, the state of Oklahoma remains responsible for where your assets end up. Baltimore Slow is a leading estate planning and probate law firm serving Oklahomans throughout the greater Oklahoma City area. Our estate planning team is here to serve you and empower you to make the best decision on how your assets will go to your loved ones. Call Baltimore Slow at 405-701-5355. Again, that's 405-701-5355. Or visit us at our website at bml.law. Again, that website is bml.law. Let us help you plan out your family's future. bml.law. We look forward to speaking with you at Baltimore Slow.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
Hey, everybody, this is Rick Hadrava, Managing Director of Scissortail Wealth Management here in Oklahoma City. Hey, listen, every Monday morning, I send out a report called the Energy Stat of the Week and More. It's a weekly email that covers the energy sector. We share charts, thoughts, insights from experts, interesting things all around the world, and a whole lot of other things. If you're interested in receiving this free weekly email, just email me. That's all you have to do. Email me at Rick, R-I-C-K, at scissortailwealth.com. That's scissortail, scissortailwealth.com. And just let me know that you would like to sign up. If we do that, you'll be on our list and receive every Monday our energy stat of the week and more. Also, not confident that your current portfolio is positioned to meet your objectives or weather what might lie ahead? Give us a call. We'll give you a free, no obligation second opinion from one of the financial advisors on our team at Scissortail Wealth Management. Simply email Madison Lilley, that's Madison, MADISON.LILEY, at scissortailwealth.com. Let them know that you would like a second opinion, or give us a call at 405-960-3100. That number again, 405-960-3100.
Village is OKC, a plan, not a place. Hi, I'm Paula Settle. As a Village is OKC member, Villages has offered me a life full of joy, connections, a community, and new friends. Villages promotes lifelong learning through our senior Senior Living Truth Series, Medicare 101, along with life planning through our four 90-minute sessions of The Gift. GIFT stands for Gathering Information for Transitions. The GIFT guides you through documenting 12 key areas to plan and collect details that are vital to prepare for unexpected challenges. Don't forget the socialization with coffees, day trips, and monthly restaurant adventures. Villages OKC serves metro area seniors. Call 405-990-6637. That's 405-990-6637 to start your membership today. Once again, it's a plan, not a place. Villages OKC.
That's my cue to come back in here. This is Robin Gunn. I am the hostess of the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. And hey, guest, Ted and Don, what does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Woohoo! Alrighty. We got some power behind that. Thank you so much. I wanted to tell you a little bit about the Oklahoma Senior Journal before we went back into our story, because we've got more to tell you about this bobcat that was raised from 4 weeks old by Don and Ted. The Oklahoma Senior Journal can be found at 650 locations here in the 405 area code. So if you'll go to that OK, spell out senior, spell out journal.com, you can see the magazine digitally, or it will tell you where you can pick one up. So we have about a 98% pickup rate. So if you have any problem with finding one, I'm also on the website. You can give me a call. I let people all the time know where they can pick one up. If you're a shut-in, we absolutely will mail one to you. I'm Robin Gunn. The website is okseniorjournal.com. You can also call me at 405-816-7889. So without further doodly-doos, I want to ask you a little bit more about, pronounce the kitty cat that's really a bobcat's name.
Good old Parther.
Parther. Parther.
Right.
Okay, the story of an orphan bobcat. Don just let me know that you can get this on Amazon.
Yes, right. It's an inexpensive book. If you love animals, you'll love this story. And as I say, it'll make you laugh, make you cry. But, and people ask, why in heaven's name would you take on a four-week-old bobcat? And I was telling Robin that as a kid growing up in Illinois, my parents had 100 acres overlooking the Mississippi River, and we were in the woods. And everybody in the community knew that if they had a broken bird, a broken bunny, anything, take it to my dad. So, I mean, as a kid, we always had things in the house that were being fixed. And the idea was to send them back to the wild.
Sure.
It was important that wild animals are not meant to be pets. They need to go back to the wild.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what my book is about.
That is so cool. So you can get it on Amazon. The author is Dawn Hopkins, and it's
Parther. P-A-R-T-H-U-R, Parther, the story of an orphan bobcat.
Great. That's fantastic. Remember, again, you can join our e-newsletter. We have over 10,000 members, and you can listen to the show there, or you can listen to it today as you're listening to it right now. So let me ask this first question to you, Dawn. How old is the Oklahoma City Town Hall? I think I mentioned the day, the year.
Yeah, it's going on 93 years. And I mean, what a service they do to the community. Every year we bring six incredible speakers to the Oklahoma City area. Their stories are all over the place. I mean, they can be political, they can be books, they can be health, and all kinds of things. So we try to bring you a real
array
of speakers, and I think I've got a good array for you this year.
Yeah, I'll mention some of these people that are going to be, and
well,
the date.
We start September 21st. Now, if you buy a membership, you get all six speakers for $125.
Wow.
I mean, if you think, oh my gosh, I'm going to be gone, I'm going to miss a couple. Now, we do live stream, so you never have to miss anything. But if you think, well, I just want to see two of them, you can pick and choose, but then you're paying $30 a speaker and you just come that day and buy a ticket. The best deal is to buy the package because, as I say, since it's live stream, you really aren't going to miss any of them.
Exactly. And you said you do get a lunch with those.
We do. Now, that is extra. And, I mean, again, you can buy the lunch package. It's $130 for all the lunches. There's one lunch you want to go to and another one you don't. You can buy a single ticket. The neat thing about the lunch is the speakers at the lunch are very accessible. You can have your picture taken with them. You can shake their hand. We have everybody write down their questions on a card. And they will stand there and they will answer every question. We've never had one speaker that said, no, I'm too busy. I can't answer them all.
Okay, Ted wants to interject.
I just add that at the end of every one of these talks, the speakers stay on and Dawn keeps it running on and on into the afternoon because of the interest of the audience who went to the lunch.
Yeah. Okay.
So the lunch is special. I mean, the talk is great, but to make it really special, it's great to add the lunch to it. It's at the church. It's church food. We're not going to give you gourmet food, but
so what church?
It's good. This is at the Church of the Servant, which is over on MacArthur, and that church will seat 1,200.
Okay.
And we usually have a membership of about 900, so there's plenty of seats. But I always tell people,
900.
I know, come early because you want to get every seat at the Church of the Servant is a good
it's
seat.
A good
is
seat,
a good
yes.
seat. The church is bright and airy, and so it's a great place to have
yes,
a speaker's
I've
forum.
Been to some conferences there.
Right.
So mention some of these or of your six speakers.
Let me tell you about Christina Zanotto. She is our first speaker, and that's September 21st. She is, I guess, a shark whisperer, but she works with sharks. Boy, with all the bites that we've been having, I think everybody's going to want to hear her talk. But she, one day, this shark that she'd worked with a lot had a hook in its mouth. And, of course, these sharks, how they get the hooks is that sports fishermen go out and they fight with the shark, fight, and then they get tired of fighting and they cut the line. Mm. And so the shark goes off with a hook in its mouth. So one day, she felt pretty secure around this shark. She reached in, pulled out the hook, and the shark struggled and swam away. And then it realized, oh my gosh, the hook is gone. So it came back and nuzzled her. But what was really neat, in an hour, another shark with a hook in its mouth was nuzzling her. And she said, you want to tell me these animals can't talk to one another?
Exactly.
You want to see this talk, right?
Oh, my word. That's just incredible. And you said to this day,
she's been doing this for 24 years.
Okay, so she's released how many hooks?
Over 400. She's released over 400 hooks out of sharks' mouths. So, yeah, let's hope she doesn't get bitten and she comes on September 21st, right?
Right on. And so, October.
Then in October, we have Karl Rove. Well, everybody knows Karl Rove. And, of course, he is a conservative. And I always tell my Democrat friends, they go, oh, I don't want to see Karl Rove. He's such a conservative. And I go, you know, you have to hear both sides.
Amen.
Got to hear both sides. I think he's middle of the road that he goes, but he has served our country for so many years. He really knows politics inside and out. And with all that is going on right now, by the time we get to October 19th, which is the date of his talk, I think he'll have a lot to say. So anyhow,
that's great.
And I wouldn't want to miss that one.
You said it the best by saying he has served our country.
Yeah.
I love that.
And then November 16th, don't miss this one. Chris Willingham, he's a Marine, and he always worked with the war dogs. And he had this female war dog. And I have to tell you, when I was talking to him, I said, I thought all war dogs were boy war dogs. And he says, no, no, the girl war dogs are even better than the boy war dogs. And so I said, here's for the girls. He's going to come and talk about this war dog that he worked with. She took them out on over 400 missions. Mm. She smelled out the explosives. She smelled out the bad guys. She brought them all home safe and sound. And then she was killed in the line of duty. And so he's going to tell her story, and we're going to have a service dog there. We're going to have a police dog there because I think it's fun to have something to look at, a show and tell, so you want to see. So, I mean, Chris Willingham, November 16th, fabulous speaker. I mean, you don't want to miss that one.
No, not at all. Okay, we will come back with the three other speakers that will be in 2024.
Correct.
And we're going to break now here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which OSJ stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. That's right. This is Robin Gunn here bringing you the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for that fantastic magazine called
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is correct. The magazine has been out for 30 years, so this is something that we are mad passionate about. It started out of a personal need in our own family, and it has grown from there. This magazine is something that can help not only the 50-plus, but the adult children of the 50-plus or any professionals that work with our 50-plus out here in the 405 area code. So please go to okseniorjournal.com and we will give you a basket of information. Like we do on these radio shows, that's what we're doing, is giving you a basket of information. And so we have the Oklahoma City Town Hall. I've got the president, Don Hopkins, and her husband is here, Ted Hopkins. And he just had a very interesting story. We mentioned it a little bit about the sonic boom. Just give us a little back story about your endeavors with that.
Well, in 1960, I had just graduated from the U.S. Air Force Academy in the second class to ever graduate from the Air Force Academy. My first assignment was in Big Spring, Texas. But we were flying airplanes that were the fastest in the air at that time. And I flew the F-104 Starfighter, and when the sonic boom program came up for the country, Congress decided that they only had two squadrons, and one of them was down in Texas, and they said, that's the one. And so they brought the squadron up here. I was a junior lieutenant, so they brought me up here.
Okay.
After everybody else had flown a sonic boom, everybody else got tired of flying, because up in the air, you're just drilling holes in the sky.
Yeah.
But flying supersonic is literally no different than just flying. Everybody that flies is flying through the air. Supersonic's just faster than most.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to do that all the time, every day, just for fun. And so that's how I got up here. My squadron was doing 8 sonic booms a day for FAA over Oklahoma City, and they call that the Oklahoma City Sonic Boom Test, which you can look up if you have an interest. Nobody remembers it today, except the older population will remember the booms.
Yes.
Because nobody in the surrounding area could ever forget that we were running that test.
Oh, yeah.
At that time, and that was 8 times a day, right on the hour. And we were practiced and had took a lot of pride in hitting it right on the number as we came through the boom quarter, which was 40 miles across the city.
People could set their watches by your booms.
And, and they started to. Yeah. I mean, it was, but we just took pride in being able to do that.
How long did this last?
Well, it lasted, it was supposed to last 6 months, but it didn't. It only lasted 2.5 months because everybody got tired of it and everybody else went home and they'd left me up here for the last month and a half as a junior lieutenant.
So you're the only one doing it.
I was flying 8 a day for FAA at that time. It was a kick.
Yeah.
Crossing the
absolutely.
Well, and because of the sonic boom test, no flights are allowed to go sonic across the United States.
The Congress was running the test, and they picked Oklahoma City, center of the nation, because they were debating on whether or not to outlaw supersonic speeds across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of the sonic boom test, we never allow anybody to go across supersonic except military aircraft in specific areas.
So that's what worked out with doing all those testing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ted, and for your service, if I haven't said that. We're going to get back here to Dawn Hopkins, that is the president of the Oklahoma City Town Hall. How many members do you have, and what does it cost to be a member? Have we kind of, we've gone over that,
but it doesn't hurt to repeat it. A season lecture ticket is $125. A single ticket is $30, so you can see you're saving money. And a season luncheon ticket is $130. And again, those are $30 for a single ticket. Any one of these, you can come on the day and buy a ticket at the church. And it's at the Church of the Servant on MacArthur. Big, gorgeous church. Let me tell you about our last three.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So we told you about the Shark Gal, Carl Rove, and our military working dog guy that we have in September, October, November. Now we skip December, January, and we go to February. In February, I have Thomas Davis Jones. Now that's really Tom Jones. Those of you know Tom Jones, the singer, that's not our guy. But anyhow, he's an astronaut. And what is so special about him is that he has gone up 4 times.
Wow.
And so he's got some really insight into those flights, into what's going on now. And what I really want to know from him, what about these flying saucers?
Yeah.
What did he see when he was up there?
That's right.
He's really a nice guy. And many times you'll see him on TV that, you know, when they're talking about something outer space, he's a point guy that they will go to. And that's how I found him. You know, I saw him on TV and I thought, oh, yeah, he looks like a good guy, right? And then we go to March. Molly Hemingway. Got to have a gal.
Well, we've got two gals.
I got my shark gal. Molly, she's another talking head, a political talking head. She's the senior editor of The Federalist. She has a good perspective. Yes, she is conservative, but I feel like she's a very down-home girl, and she tells it like it is. That she just doesn't wiggle around or try to get up. If you ask Molly a direct question, Molly will give you a direct answer. Nice lady. You are really going to enjoy her.
What does this mean?
The Federalist, that is a newspaper.
Oh, it is.
You can get it online.
Ah.
Right. So it's a conservative newspaper.
Okay.
But anyhow, right.
She's a senior editor.
Senior editor. And then our last speaker, April 18th, is Pete Hegseth. He's a commentator. He's an author. He's a combat veteran. He's an all-around nice guy, and on top of that, he's cute.
He is really cute. I'm sitting here looking at the picture.
He's really cute. Right. But so is Ted,
your husband.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's cute too, right. But Pete, he is so in with our veterans. I mean, he does so much for the veterans. He's very faith-based. He has a bunch of kids. And I mean, you hear him talk about his kids, and I feel like the family is so well-grounded. He just is an all-rounded person. He does a lot of those crazy things with the Navy SEALs, you know, when they're going to bike for 10 miles and swim for 10 miles. And he's always doing that with the Navy SEALs.
Wow.
So he's fit, he's fun, he's articulate, he's neat, and we're back to cute.
Right. We're back to cute.
That's the lineup for the 6 speakers. And I say $125. That's a bargain.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I'll talk to people who are in big cities like Chicago and New York, and they pay big bucks to have these people come in. And we try so hard to make our dollars go as far as we possibly can to bring these people in. They usually will come in the day before, spend the night. Then they will give the talk. And as I say, if you go to the luncheon, they will answer all your questions. They'll shake your hand. They'll have their picture taken with you. They're special people. They really are. We're proud of the people that we bring into Oklahoma City. And we're proud what we can offer to Oklahoma City. Because, again, I've never gone to one of these talks. I don't care who they are. I mean, I don't care what persuasion they are. You will always learn something. Always learn something.
Absolutely. That's my mantra, too. Yeah. I go to conferences and seminars all the time.
I'd like to give you an endorsement of my wife. She's been doing this a long time. And she's done very, very well at it. At this point, she is the most accomplished organizer of talks, I think, in the United States.
Wow.
If you see one of the talks, just one. You'll come back for all of the rest you can get to. You'll become a member. You will enjoy every single speaker that you hear at the Oklahoma City Speakers.
Town Hall, yeah, and all the speakers. Okay.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Yes, that was very sweet. I'm going to have to take another break. So here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour that you're listening to us on, and that OSJ stands for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is correct. Both of you get a big check mark and an A+ here on Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be back.
At the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
Is someone offering you investment advice with the promise of a high return? Is your soulmate you met online asking for money? Perhaps you're about to wire money to a seemingly legitimate charity. Scammers are constantly devising new methods to defraud victims. Understanding how common scams work can help you avoid their schemes. MidFirst is a proactive community partner in helping consumers avoid ID theft, fraud, and scams. At MidFirst, we have our very own award-winning financial education team known as Money Moments. We also have a financial crimes team to help protect our customers as well as the bank. To learn more about how to protect yourself from fraud and scams, visit moneymoments.com or look for Money Moments on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with Freedom 96.9 coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that two line where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50+. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
That's Robin Gunn's cue to come in here. I am the hostess of the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which I need both of you to tell me what OSJ stands for.
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. It's just like we practiced.
I know.
The Oklahoma Senior Journal, again, has been around for 30 years. It's a passion. It is a great place for you to get all resources you can possibly think of for the 50 plus, even if you know less than zero. we do know. So after 30 years, we are a staple in this community, and we are happy to bring these resources to you as well as these radio shows. June, we just passed our sixth year on the radio, and I get the greatest reviews. And I also write once a month for the Sunday Oklahoman in Viewpoints, and it's always on the 50 plus issues. Let me ask you something, Dawn. This is Dawn Hopkins, and she is the president of the Oklahoma City Town Hall. We've been telling you who the speakers will be in 2023 and 2024. Who picks those speakers?
Well, I do. We have a board of 28 people. There's bankers, there's lawyers, there's housewives. I mean, we have an interesting board. We really do. As probably 6 months before I get into the year, I tell them what I'm thinking, and many times the board will have some suggestions, but it's pretty much left up to the president each year to pick the speakers. We don't want to go all one way. We don't want all political speakers, but we want, you know, human interest. Back when I did it 2 years ago, I had Rob O'Neill, who was the man who killed Osama bin Laden.
Oh.
And I had used him in Arizona and have become good friends with him. It's stories like that, just everybody, they want to see the person, they want to touch the person, they want to hear the story behind the story. And that's what's so neat about this. You can get the story behind the story, and that, as I say, is at the luncheon. I'm real pleased with my six speakers.
Anyhow,
it's a mixed bag. It's an interesting bag. I promise you, you'll learn something.
It's going to be a good bag. Tell me your Facebook page, and we'll say this again at the end of the show.
Okay. You can go to our website, and it's okctownhall.org. okctownhall.org. All this information is there.
We'll come back after one more commercial, and we'll give out your phone number.
Yeah, I don't think I told them what time. It's 11
o'clock. 11 a.m.
Right, 11 a.m., and then with lunch afterwards. But anyhow.
Okay. All right, perfect. So, Ted, we're going to shoot the mic over to you. And you have an interesting story, actually, your wife reminded us about. Tell us a little bit about you having to fly really low in Oklahoma City when you were testing one of these sonic booms.
One day, after they had been making the booms for quite a while, and we made a lot of newspapers, but after everybody was pretty bored with it, there came a question of what's the airplane that's making the sound? Because at that time, I was flying the fastest thing in the air, and most of the people never saw it from the ground because I was well over
a mile
high going over.
Mm-hmm.
And up there, you don't feel anything. You don't hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfectly calm. It's serene, as a matter of fact, in the cockpit. That Sunday, they said, well, we'll have the pilot fly the airplane across the rooftops. So they gave me special permission to fly across Oklahoma City on exactly the path that we were flying. We'd start down in Anadarko, cross over the city at 1.5 times the speed of sound, then immediately pull up so we'd stop the sound on the ground. That was the rule. Came across, made the boom, and then pull up.
Pull up.
The boom is wrapped around the airplane as it's flying through the air. On this Sunday, I came across at rooftop level, and it was a non-event, but it was fun flying low across the city at the time. Because people are in the backyards looking up, waving at me, and I waved back because it was really interesting crossing the city at rooftop level, and particularly in my jet. But I went back and put it on the ground at Tinker Air Force Base. As I got out of the airplane, Sunday afternoon, it's as quiet as a grave, as a graveyard. I mean, it's just there's nobody out there.
Right.
And I saw four men come out of the ops building and head towards my airplane as it was cooling down. I had just gotten out and had the parachute over my shoulder, and the four of them were walking towards me. I was walking towards them. Two of them were bird colonels, and I was a lieutenant. I said, this is trouble. I did something. They said, are you okay? Are you okay? I said, of course, I'm okay. And they said, well, while you flew over, we had about 40 phone calls of the tremendous boom that was received on the ground. And in addition, two people were shooting at you. I didn't understand. That was my first combat over Oklahoma City.
That's a good one, Ted. That's amazing.
So they had their deer rifles, but the thing is that I don't think you were flying low and slow, so you were 150. 50 miles an hour.
I was going about 120, but that was fast for you.
Exactly.
And it was low. Right. But
that's
anyhow,
incredible.
So two guys.
And
shoot my sweetheart.
Don't do that. Well, we're going to take our final break. And when we come back, we're going to have Dawn Hopkins tell us how you can become a member, how you get a hold of them, just all the pertinent information on the Oklahoma City Town Hall meeting. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's good. We got the baritone in there. All right, on Freedom 96.9 FM. Well, this is Robin Gunn, your hostess on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, and I'll just make the plug myself. OSJ stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. There you go. 30 years in print and 19 years online, so it is in print and online. I would like Ms. Dawn to tell just the pertinent information about the town hall, the Oklahoma City Town Hall.
It's six speakers. We start September 21st, and we do October 19th, November 16th. Then you leave off the next 2 months, and we start again in February and end in April. And to get a season ticket, it's $125 for the six speakers, or you can come to any single lecture. If you want the luncheon ticket, for the season tickets, $130, or you pay $30 for a single luncheon ticket. This is held at Church of the Servant over on MacArthur Boulevard. It's at 11 o'clock on all of those days that I mentioned. You can go to our website, okctownhall.org, or there is a phone number, 405-202-4262.
Will you give that number one more time?
I will.
Somebody's
I know it. 405-202-4262. I promise you, you will learn something. You will enjoy yourself. And say hello to me. I'll be up front. Don't be shy. Come up and say, hi, you heard me on the radio.
Yeah.
And so anyhow, that's fun.
And will you tell again about your book?
Oh, yes. My book's called Parther, The Story of an Orphan Bobcat. And it's the story I raised a four-week-old baby bobcat kitten. And the book has, it's funny, it's sad, and you'll have a happy ending at the ending, I promise you.
I love it.
So it was my struggle to get Parther. That was the name of the bobcat because I was on the girls' golf team. I had them in the car. That's another story. And anyhow, and we named him Parther because we needed pars, and he was like a boy Arthur, and he was like a panther. So Parther.
Wow.
That's how it became Parther.
After his name, the book also says something about that you raised this orphan.
Yeah, raise him until I got him back to the wild, an orphan bobcat. Right,
okay.
On Amazon.com.
You can get it on Amazon and released him into the wild.
Yeah. Then I also was telling him, I'm also a calligrapher, and I've been teaching calligraphy for 50 years.
Wow.
That kind of lets you know how old I am. But anyhow, and I am teaching calligraphy. If you want to become a calligrapher, I'm teaching a beginning class starting in mid-August at the A&R Workshop.
Where's the A&R Workshop?
It's at the corner of Western and Danforth. I have people who come to those classes of all ages. I have some young people that do that, and I have some old people that get it, and your teacher's an old person.
Real quick, how would somebody get a hold of you to do the calligraphy classes?
My email, if you want to contact me, I'll say it and I'll tell you how to write it. Mm-hmm. It's dawn2dawn@aol.com. That's spelled D-A-W-N, the number 2, D-A-W-N-A-G-A-I-N.
Perfect.
At AOL.com. Dawn2dawn@AOL.com. I'll answer you, I promise.
Okay, well, we're out of here. We have ran out of time here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. This has been extremely educational to myself, which that's half the reason I love doing these stories on the radio. So the Oklahoma City Town Hall meeting, real quickly, I'm going to give you their phone number again, 405-202-4262. This is Robin Gunn, and I will see you next week.